What is the future of the stem cell market in 2025? Stem cell therapy continues to rally worldwide recognition as governments fund research and expand access. This once controversial therapy is fast becoming one of medicine's most exciting technologies. From FDA-approved therapies to in-house, physician-initiated autologous techniques, stem cell technology continues to evolve. 2025 promises to be an exciting year for the stem cell market. Here's everything you need to know about the future of this revolutionary therapy. The stem cell market in 2025 and beyond. Robust research is leading to advances in all types of regenerative therapies, with stem cell technology at the forefront. Here are the top 9 driving forces behind the stem cell market's accelerating momentum. 1. Wound care. In recent years, stem cells and exosomes have been revolutionizing wound care applications by harnessing their regenerative properties to accelerate healing and improve outcomes. Stem cells, particularly MSCs, are being utilized within wound care due to their ability to secrete growth factors that promote tissue repair. When applied to chronic or severe wounds, these stem cells can help regenerate damaged tissues, reduce inflammation, and enhance the formation of new blood vessels, which are crucial for effective healing. Exosomes, which are small vesicles secreted by stem cells and other cells, also play a critical role in cell-to-cell communication and tissue repair. They contain a cargo of proteins, lipids, and RNA that can modulate the immune response, reduce inflammation, and promote cellular regeneration. By applying exosomes derived from stem cells directly to wounds, clinicians aim to harness regenerative signals to enhance the healing processes. A market leader in the area of regenerative wound care is Solligen, a company that is developing products containing the active ingredient PTT6. PTT6 is derived from the umbilical cord lining membrane, which is a rich source of epithelial cells and MSCs. When applied to wounds, it stimulates healing by providing over 3,000 proteins, growth factors, and cytokines. This helps to increase cell turnover and stimulate the production of collagen, elastin, and hyaluronic acid. This leads to enhanced cell proliferation, migration, and tissue regeneration. Clinically, Solligen has shown remarkable effectiveness in treating diabetic foot ulcers, DFUs, venous leg ulcers, VLUs, and arterial leg ulcers, ALUs, among other conditions, with up to 75% wound size reduction observed within 2 to 6 weeks of treatment. In addition to chronic wound management, Solligen is used post-closure as preventive care, helping maintain skin integrity and prevent recurrence. In the case of eczema and scar management, it hydrates the skin, prevents transdermal water loss, and reduces inflammatory. Clinical trials have also demonstrated its capacity to aid skin recovery from eczema and atopic dermatitis, including cases of topical steroid withdrawal. Solligen products can be viewed here. Together, stem cells, exosomes, and other pro-regenerative approaches represent a promising frontier in wound care, offering innovative solutions for managing chronic wounds and improving patient outcomes. 2. Dermatology. Dermatology is another area that lends itself to stem cell adoption. Autologous epidermal stem cells can treat various types of skin conditions, including severe burns. RenovaCare's Skin Gun is an example of a technology that uses the patient's own skin as a stem cell source. A doctor can take a sample of a patient's skin and place it in the skin gun. The device blends the sample into a solution, which then can be sprayed as a thin mist on the affected area. The result is that the burn area readily accepts the genetically similar sample and can go about regenerating skin locally. Other dermatology conditions that can make use of stem cell therapy include wound healing, treatment of severe blistering, and skin manifestations of autoimmune diseases. 3. Oncology applications. While treating cancer with stem cells is not new, the field of cancer treatment is where stem cell therapy excels. With an aging population comes a global rise in cancer rates. While stem cell therapy can help treat certain forms of cancer, it has also proved helpful in combating the damaging effects of chemotherapy. For over 50 years, hematopoietic stem cell transplants, HSCT, derived from bone marrow or cord blood have been used to treat many cancer forms. Hematopoietic stem cells are widely used in cancer treatments. The key to their popularity? Their ability to form a variety of cell types that constitute our blood and immune system. Bone marrow transplants have been used to treat cancers such as multiple myeloma, neuroblastoma, Leukemia. Lymphoma, certain types. Also, scientists and clinicians are learning how to better genetically match and administer these cells, as well as care for patients after stem cell transplantation. The result is the prevention of dangerous conditions like graft versus host disease, GVHD. 4. Regenerative medicine. Stem cell therapy is, by definition, regenerative. But what about its applications for overall human longevity? If you want to get a glimpse into what the future holds for stem cell therapy, consider that stem cells may hold the key to staving off chronic disease as well as replacing old organs. The net result? A drastically slowed rate of aging and an average life expectancy well into one's 80s and beyond. It is said that the first human who will live to 200 has already been born. Stem cell technology will undoubtedly play a large role in the long life of future generations. Read more about stem cell therapy's anti-aging potential. 5. Genetically modified stem cells. CRISPR technology's ability to precisely modify a cell's genetic code may prove the next giant leap in disease treatment and prevention. Genetic modification of a typical cell is revolutionary enough. But to modify an undifferentiated cell, such as a stem cell, can lead to advancements like regenerating an entire immune system. Take CAR T cell therapies, for example. Thanks to CRISPR technologies, genetically modified stem cells can be differentiated into other mature cell types, like T cells. And if T cells, then why not a wider array of lymphocytes? 6. Disease modeling. Stem cells are being used to create disease models that can more rapidly accelerate cures. One of the key uses of stem cells currently is to help researchers understand more about complex diseases. For example, scientists have been using induced pluripotent stem cells, iPSCs, from patients with ALS and differentiating them into diseased motor neurons. This approach sometimes makes a disease in a dish, a lab dish, that is. 7. Sustainable meat sources. Stem cells are being used to produce laboratory-grown meat products, also known as clean meat. Meat production for human consumption is one of the biggest factors in global warming. Sustainably produced meat is becoming more of a necessity every year. 8. Bioprinting. Stem cells are being used in bioprinting. In this application, stem cells are seeded onto 3D printed materials to create a wide variety of biomaterials, including organs, appendages, and skin. As we work toward non-donor organ replacement, i.e., lab-grown organs, stem cells are likely to play a central role. 9. Surgery. Keep an eye out for hospitals using stem cell therapy in conjunction with surgical procedures. Stem cells' inherent healing properties make them a likely candidate for use in many types of surgeries. For example, mesenchymal stem cells, MSCs, exert anti-inflammatory and anti-fibrotic, anti-scarring effects on the cells around them. They also help to regulate a healthy immune response. Thus, it would be logical to administer them during many surgical procedures to support better healing. Future directions for the global stem cell market. As government and private funding continues to flow into the realm of stem cell research, the stem cell market will undoubtedly continue to prove its potential. What do you think is the future of the stem cell market? Share your projections in the comments below.